There was times I can remember where I actually thought it was civil war. I thought, this is the end.
As you can hear now, there's all sorts of missiles coming over the top. The sticks, pieces of chair, pieces of furniture.
There seem to be thousands of people, you know what I mean? Where they come from, I don't know, but they just come from everywhere. And I thought, this is war.
At the corner of this road, the electrical supplies, centre electrical supplies, has already been set on fire.
Those unrests were like human tornadoes. When the elements are right, there's always a reaction.
A black teenager has died in a brutal axe attack in Highton. It happened late last night as the 18-year-old was walking through McGoldrick Park with his girlfriend.
Anthony Walker was a boy who cared about community and did his bit to help his own community. He was an example to young people.
He was such a loving person, and he was always so helpful, and he'd be one of the first to volunteer to do things, and he was just amazing, just an awesome teenager.
On the front line, Louise Martin, live from Afghanistan.
As we landed in Camp Bastion, they turned the lights off, and all there are is two red spotlights inside this massive, massive plane. And the soldiers are all wearing their body armor by that point. And they all just bow their heads, and it's so quiet, and you suddenly get this feeling of, right, this is it, we're going into a war zone.
Possible find!
The facility here is staffed by Brits, Americans and Danes, and can treat even the most seriously injured soldiers. It's just like a normal hospital, but set in the middle of a war zone.
On the front line, Louise Martin, live from Afghanistan.
We are humorists. What are they? Laurel and Hardy, that's John and Yoko. And we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
I heard something like a firecracker or something like that, something which I didn't even notice up until I looked over by the Dakotas, by the entrance, and I see a crowd of people going around, and it was looking at a person on the ground. And again, I didn't know it was John Lennon at the time until someone yelled out, "It's John Lennon, it's John Lennon."
When we pulled up, Lennon was already inside the vestibule. The force of the bullets evidently pushed him inside through the closing doors, and he was sprawled out on the floor.
Kids football, those fun days spent in the park honing the skills you've practiced forever and a day in your old backyard at home. There's the dads beaming from the touchline as their team turns in another heartwarming performance. That's in an ideal world. What's the reality like?
Parents running onto the pitch, abusing the referees, they're getting assaulted, they're getting the cars smashed up, they're having the changing rooms kicked in.